State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning, 7:05, February the 4th. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Give us a call with comments. This is Talk Radio. Or go to KCNR1460.com. Pull us up. Go hit the click on the button that says On the Air, and then you can listen to us and then chat with us, as many, many of you do. I'm joined today by our producer, who has just took a phone call, so we're just going to let him off the hook right now. But it isn't Bad Bob. Nope, Bad Bob is out getting ready for the Crab Fest that for the women's shelter. Now, what does Bad Bob do with the Crab Fest? He is the one that runs the videos and does all the filming of it and makes sure that everybody, you know, sets up the announcement. So that's what he's doing today. So today, Eric is with us. But the first caller, before I even got to start doing anything, wait a minute, you know. Now, what about Linda? Well, Linda is partially on assignment, which means is that she should be rolling in here a little bit later. And her parents are coming in today, so she's running around making sure those last-minute things are done. But let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine. I've just got like about 10 or 15 things I'd wanted to talk about today. I'm going to talk about some things on the front page and, you know, a couple other things.
You always keep us up to date, and I appreciate that, Carl.
You're welcome.
You know, I watched Restrepo last night.
Yeah.
And that was eye-opening. I enjoyed it as much as, you know, you can enjoy that kind of thing. But, I had some questions. You know, I was kind of confused about a few things about it. They didn't really give you a whole lot of context as to the outside world. Is that kind of what it's like with combat? You only see your very small little peripheral. You don't know what's going on around you or why the choices are being made. Because in the final notes, they didn't really point out why they left the valley after they already had the upper hand.
Well, on that one in Restrepo, you know, it's a little difficult to when you're watching it. You've got to remember, this is just a slice of life taken out
right.
of this one spot for this one unit.
That was an entire tour
right.
in an hour, yeah.
Right, and they were there for 15 months. So you figure how many hours that they shot that. They were there, the documentary, the people making the documentary were with them for 10 months. So why did they pull out? They may have felt like it was getting too dangerous, that it wasn't worth the cost of lives there, that they had pushed out, and they weren't going to gain anything from that. It was a tough area. You know, there could have been any number of reasons that what they were gaining was not worth the amount of time and money and effort it was taking to hold that one spot. That they could have, you know, with the shortage of people. You have to remember, this is before they surged all the forces over there. And what we found in Iraq was that we owned the ground that we were on, but as soon as we left, they would infiltrate back in. So with that, didn't have the ability to push them and keep them on the move until Bush surged the troops in there. And then at that point, we had also cemented our alliances with the sheikhs and with the people of Iraq against al-Qaeda. So I think that probably has something to do with it. And then there's other things that we'll never know about because it was decided at the political level. There's decisions made by politicians that affect the guys on the ground that you never know why. It's just, you know, it's one of those things that they try to explain it, and other times, hey, we're just pulling out of here, we're going to move to another area.
Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. I'm really glad I watched it. It was really amazing to watch, and man, fighting out in that valley is like fighting on Mount Lassen.
Well, you know, that was some of the roughest terrain you're ever going to see. We're talking about that movie Restrepo. It's a documentary. It got a lot of play here in Reading because one of the young men that was in that unit, Tad Donahoe Jr., is a resident of Reading. He is now in Louisiana in a unit there, and I think he was heading back to Afghanistan, I think, early this year. The terrain there is just unbelievable, straight up and down, rocks. Sharp edges.
Yeah,
Afghanistan
it was crazy
is sharp
to
edges.
Watch.
Now, it's a country that is harsh, and you have to be harsh and tough to live there, and you have to be harsh and tough to fight there. and you have to have a will. Now, you also have to have a plan. So they're already talking about pulling. Obama's already talking about pulling people out of there, and that's the president and the Congress is that's if they want that. But what is the purpose? What's the purpose of being there? That's the bottom line. Is if the purpose to be there is just to be there, then we should pull out of there right now. If there's a purpose to stabilize it, when you tell people we're leaving, and there's hey, if you just hang on another 6 months, we're going to just leave you alone here. I don't know if that's good. I don't know if that's a good strategy.
I just like to see the blood and treasure come, be invested for a purpose.
I understand. War is horrible. I wrote a blog on the Record Searchlight the other day. It's who are these heroes? And what it is was there was five young men in the Army, one in the Air Force, that were killed in the last 10 days in Afghanistan, and you probably didn't know about it unless you read that blog. But yet we've been hearing all about Aaron Rodgers and Brad Pitt and everybody else. I mean, nothing against those people. I mean, they're good people, but
there's a place for it, but it's not the same as people giving their lives for what they care about.
But yet nobody's heard about these 10. So anyway, hey, I've got to go. We got to take a break, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Take care, Carl.
But wait a minute. There is one last thing.
Oh, hi.
She's here.
I'm here. Hey, good to see you today, or hear from you today. Currently 54 degrees. It's going to be high today of 73. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Well, be the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:15 on the 4th of February, 2011. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming at kcnr1460.com. You can chat with us there. Eric is keeping us up on the chat.
I know you always want to hear about what happened on this day. In 1941, the Salvation Army, the YMCA, and the YWCA, the National Catholic Community Service, the National Travelers Aid Association, and the National Jewish Welfare Board pooled their resources at the request of U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt to form a new organization, the United Services Organization. That's the USO. It was created to provide unduplicated recreational services to members of the U.S. Armed Forces who were on leave. The USO's mission has changed since its inception. Its objective is to enhance the quality of life of U.S. Armed Forces personnel and to create a partnership between the military and civilian communities worldwide. Looking over there at you,
yeah.
Eric, and you're shaking your head. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Mike's Music and Sound on Cypress Avenue. Mike's Music is right behind the Safeway. If you look in the back of by the gas station there, there's a little strip mall and Mike's Music and Sound. You go in there for the experts, you will find guitars and pianos and rehearsal rooms and drums and the experts that sell them. If you're buying a kit, they're going to teach you how to play. I'm going to take a caller now, 605-4567. We have two sets of tickets I'm giving away for you, or we're giving away here at Free Fire Radio. For your enjoyment, we have the last 5 years, which is going to be February 10th. These tickets are for February 10th, 7:30 p.m. show. This is the last 5 years. It is a musical, and we're going to be giving two tickets to that. And the very next night, we have two tickets to All My Sons. Give us a call, 605-4567. Which, or if both, if you're a theater buff and you call, you can have them both. All My Sons, that February 11th, is at the Riverfront Playhouse. That is a wonderful play by Arthur Miller, All My Sons. Two tickets. These are $17 tickets for the 7:30 p.m. So give us a call here, 605-4567.
Okay, never let it be said that we don't do something for you. There's going to be a DUI checkpoint, the first one of the year. It's going to be during Super Bowl weekend, and it's going to be, are you ready? It's going to be today from 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Where? In the city of Anderson. That's right. They're going to have their pullover spots there, so it's from it's today from 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. the city of Anderson. Now, it is Super Bowl weekend, and because of it being Super Bowl weekend, there are a lot of going to be a lot of parties.
Well, you better make sure you got Jay's number at convenience there.
That's right.
The cab cab company.
That's right, because, you know, they'll come pick you up and get you back and forth to these parties, because they're going to have DUI checkpoints everywhere, my friends. We all know that.
Well, we have some rules for you to just be mindful of. If you're hosting a party or if you're attending a Super Bowl party, you want me to go on? Or
yeah, just a few of them. Yeah, just okay. You know, because, you know what, people like to go out and have a good time. You know, this is really, I am going to enjoy watching this game, and I'll tell you why. Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers. Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, they are, you know, those are icons of football. What's a Jaguar? What's a Titan? What is that? That's not even a team.
I don't know, but I think we may be seeing some teeth flying.
Anyway.
Even with the face guards, we're going to see some we're going to see some grunting, and I like that. It's like the gladiators on the field. If you like Spartacus, which I liked, I know it was blood and guts, but I bring it on. You know, it's just a front, just ripping up great sport.
So what are some of the things you should watch for?
We only have a few seconds left.
Okay,
we'll come back on the other side. I'll give you
Carlin Lundebot.
Hints.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Home of Free Fire Media. It is 7:22 in the morning on February the 4th. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. 244-1988. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. Does a great job. He's a local guy. He does professional work, and he guarantees it. Their new location is 1345 Liberty Street. Again, 244-1988. That's Dish Satellite, Doug Tooley. Let's go to the phone.
Let's go to the phones. We know that you're... Skinny Jeans Boot Camp is beginning on Monday, actually. Welcome to the program, Amy, from Adamson's Peak Performance.
Good morning. Yeah, guys, we've got a lot of boot camps starting up on Monday, and then also for those who want to do twice a week on Tuesday. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We got special edition this time. We're going to have a lot of giveaways, and so it's going to be a blast. But today I want to talk about something really important. I had a client the other day who said that he was picking up leaves in his yard, and he hurt his back. And so I asked him, well, how are you picking up your leaves? And he said he was bending over. And then I asked him, was your core in tight? And he said, absolutely not. So I really want to talk about the importance of your core. And when I say core, I don't mean the muscles that give us that six-pack look. I mean the muscles that are your upper abs, your lower abs, the side of your body, and even your back muscles. All that together is your core, basically your trunk. If you cut off the arms and the legs, the musculature is going to be your core. And that needs to be really strong when you're lifting things or even when you're bending over to pick up something as small as a pencil. So having a strong core, that's where your powerhouse is at, is really important. So it doesn't have to mean that you do a zillion crunches every day either. Something as simple as doing what's called a bridge, when you lay on your back and you press the weight through your heels and you lift your glutes up in the air, or on your stomach when you're putting pressure on your elbows and your toes and holding your body weight up. Those are two excellent core exercises that if people practice a little bit every day, start with maybe 10 seconds holding it and try to get up to a minute, it would really help to increase the strength of that core. And then again, reminding everybody that when you got to pick something up, squat down, don't bend over, because that's a lot of pressure you're putting on your back when you do that.
That's right. You know, it's a lot of times it's people just, because you got away with it when you were younger.
Absolutely. I have to say something that's just kind of funny here, especially when you're bending over with the big platter of ribs. You want to make sure that you do that gingerly.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's where a lot of times I'll have people do what's called a single leg deadlift. So, in other words, they're basically lifting or lowering themselves on only one leg, and the other leg is lifting it behind them, because that'll take some of the pressure off of that back, too. What you don't want to do is completely bend over from your back with both feet planted on the ground, because then you're putting about 500 pounds of pressure on that lower spine. And then you add in whatever you're lifting, which creates even more of a leverage, and this is how so many people get their backs hurt.
Okay. Well, Amy of Adamson's Peak Performance,
always,
thank you so much.
Always
you
mindful.
Bet, guys.
Thank you.
And we'll see you today, because it's workout day today.
Hey, by the way, thank you, Amy.
You bet.
As promised, bye-bye. Before we took our break, If you're hosting a Super Bowl party, I'm going to throw some things at you. And if you're attending a Super Bowl party or watching at a sports bar or restaurant, here's a couple things. If you're hosting, make sure all of your guests designate their sober drivers before kickoff. Okay, because that can get away from you and you can help arrange it. Then why don't you give the people who are the people who are going to be the sober drivers a great seat to watch the game. Let them have the first pass at the buffet table and make sure their cars are easier to access when it comes time to start driving people home. These are like pre-planned things that you do. Serve one drink at a time and serve measured drinks. Only serve alcohol, of course, to 21 years of age. Determine ahead of time when you'll stop serving alcohol, like, say, right after halftime, last call, something like that. And, of course, add the numbers of local cab companies into your phone so it's just one touch away. Of course, we recommend Jay for Super Bowl, or Jay anytime, it's Yellow Cab. Take appropriate steps to prevent anyone from driving while impaired. Okay, now, if you're attending a Super Bowl party, again, designate your your sober driver before the party begins and leave your car keys at home if you plan to drink. That's an interesting one. We all think that we're super mighty, but that is important. Find unique ways to recognize the designated drivers when you're out at a bar or restaurant.
It should be probably somebody you know.
Yes, and you could offer to be a designated driver the next time you go out. Cover the cost for parking or even pay for the tank of gas if you're with somebody who's a designated driver. That's phenomenal. Whatever non-alcoholic beverages they are drinking, make sure their glass is always full. Pick up the tap for their food and drink. These are nice things you do. You are going to drive.
You know, I tell you what, you know, DUI is not good. It will hold you forever. I mean, you know, it can affect you forever. You know, is that it?
Well, this is the most important, and this is the exclamation mark. Take appropriate steps to prevent anyone from driving while impaired. Remember, fans don't let fans drive drunk.
So which one of us is going to be the designated driver?
We're staying home.
Oh, good. That's even better.
Making ribs.
We have a guest rolling in here, Mayor Norma Comnic from Anderson. Will be here around 8 o'clock. We're debuting a new show on Sunday, and the host of that show is going to be here. We're going to be, and we'll be talking about that, but we're also going to be talking about a number of other things that are affecting us here in the North State and throughout the world. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1484 in the morning, and it is February the 4th. Hey, looking for a place to have breakfast? Inexpensive, but great food, big portions. Go down to Lumberjack's, 501 East Cypress. Breakfast specials Monday through Friday at ham and eggs for $3.99. And that's a big plate of food right there. Then for $4.99, chicken fried steak, and $5.99, New York steak and eggs. Great food, great prices, a lot of food. Locally owned, one of ours, Lumberjack's at 501 East Cypress.
Yum.
Okay. Hey,
okay,
we've
Kirby.
Got a new we've got a new show debuting.
Before we go, I know you want to know what the weather is.
Currently. Oh, yes.
53 degrees.
Wow.
53. It's a beautiful day out. Going to be high, sunny, high day. The temperatures will be 73. Mostly clear tonight with low of 45.
Super Bowl weekend's going to be a nice warm weekend.
Absolutely.
Right.
Saturday night will be low of 44. Sunday, high of 71. Mostly clear Sunday evening, which is Super Bowl night, low of 46. For those who want to maybe watch the game outside. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, by the way, of course, February 11th. We've added Jimmy Bryan out there on keyboard. So if you want to take your sweetheart out to dinner, enjoy dinner out at the ranch, 474-5546, spectacular place to enjoy a five-star cuisine, and you'll have some live music out there on the 11th, the weekend before the Valentine's Day rush.
That's right. Hey.
Now let's go to the phone.
Yeah, we've got a new show debuting here Sunday, and Bill Collins is here to tell us all about it.
Hey, Bill.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, for people, you know, we're getting ready to the station, and you all, mainly you all, have come up with an idea that I think is just extraordinary. It's kind of like reaching back into time.
Oh, is it reaching way back into time? Me being an old geezer, I'll be, actually, I'm turning 71 in about a week.
No way.
Yeah, yes, I am. Now, don't you start that, children. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners, though not as old as I might be, may recall in the old days before television. If any of you remember that, please call in and tell Linda about what it was like in those days. Now, Carl, I'm not so sure. I think Carl probably remembers that. We were probably in knickers ourselves back in those days. Right, Carl?
I never had knickers because I'm not,
well,
not
anyways,
as old as you.
To cut to the chase, my wife, Lisa Collins, and I have decided, and with your magnanimous gesture to allow us to come on to your radio station and present some old-fashioned but brand-new scripts of radio theater. And it's something any actor, I think, that's ever done anything has always wanted to do radio theater, because it allows you really to express yourself vocally. And so what we've done, we've gathered a cast of local actors, and we are presenting The Monkey's Paw, which was originally written in the late 1800s. And Lisa, because it is a public domain piece of material, she rewrote the script for radio, and we'll be presenting that on this coming Sunday, 4 to 5 p.m., and we're really excited about doing this. We brought in local actors, Bob Corlock, Elizabeth Johnson, and Stephen Klein, and play the major roles, and I play two minor roles in the production. And it was just so much fun doing it. We're really looking forward to having it this coming Sunday.
Well, you know, Bill,
4 to 5 p.m.
You know, when we started talking about this months ago. And
yes,
the thing is this concept is sweeping through Europe too, where
it is.
They're going, where they're, what you're going to see is, and this is what really appealed to Linda and I, are, you know, it's going to be live radio theater, like, you know, that, you know, where you have a play and
mm-hmm.
whatever goes out over the air goes out over the air.
Yeah.
And then, and plus you're going to be able to talk to the actors afterwards and maybe explain some things, but this is something that I think, and if you have not ever experienced it before, except in these, you know, you hear these old, you know, these old,
movies.
You know, the old taped ones that come on.
The rebroadcast.
Yeah, the rebroadcast. Right. But now these have been brought up to date, and they're live with people here that are really, truly actors.
Or you'll see old movies, Bill, where you'll see the family around the radio listening to The Dark Shadow, and, you know, radio theater was so popular at one time. And this is a different kind of chops that you guys get to develop.
It really is, yeah. And I think The Christmas Story, there was a segment in there where he was in, listening to, you know, a Little Orphan Annie and all that. And it really brought back memories to me when I saw that. You know, because I used to listen to The Shadow and all those thrillers. Well, we are going to take it a step further. We are actually going to have submissions by anyone throughout the country or the world, for that matter. This can be a worldwide thing, because we will have our show. We'll be streaming. We'll be streaming on the Internet. So if you're watching the Super Bowl on your TV, you can actually pull us up on the computer and listen to the show that way.
Turn down the sound on the Super Bowl and listen to you, because you don't need sound to watch football.
No, you really don't need sound. But the thing is that there are also these new phone apps, so you could be, let's say you're taping the show. Some people may want to tape the Super Bowl and they're taking a walk. Well, while they're taking a walk, they can be listening to you.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing, because a lot of times people don't want to be staring at the TV. They want to be cooking dinner or doing some other chores around the house, out in the garden. And you can listen to this and enjoy the full impact of it, much the same as sitting in your car if you're driving somewhere and things like that. So, yeah, radio. I think radio theater is coming back, and it's a big circle now. And we hopefully, there are listeners out there that might know someone that has a script. We would like to produce the script, or if they even have it produced themselves, if it passes the criteria that we have established for it. But we're looking for it, and there will be a grand prize at the end of the year for the best script.
Okay, don't go there yet.
Not yet.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and find out about what the grand prize is going to be. Okay, will you wait with us to the other side?
I will wait.
Gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Well, it's 7:44 in the morning on February the 4th, 2011. Carl and Linda Bott, welcome back. Phone lines here are 605-4567, or we're streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And we have the chat room open here, Bill, and questions are coming in. But before that, we have to do a sponsor brought to you by.
Brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and Espresso Joe's, where you can get the coffee of your choice made by the T&B Sweeties. You know what? They're great Americans down there at Tobacco and Brew. They support the veterans. They support our community. I can't say enough about them. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay. So we've been we have our chat room that's coming up, and where are the sound effects coming from these shows? Little Orphan Annie decorder rings. It sounds like a kick. I can't wait for old time radio theater. I mean, so, you know, of course, our loyal listeners that chat with us are very excited about what you're going to do. So let's talk about, again, we're with Bill Collins. The show begins Sunday at 5 p.m.
And what's the name of the show?
The name of this show is the New Radio Theater, brought to you by Lisa and Bill Collins.
4 p.m., yeah. Excuse me.
4 p.m., that's right. 4 a.m., I don't even know 4 a.m. It's not my vocabulary, unless I'm sitting up writing a song. But, yeah, it's this Sunday at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., and how the show is going to work, we're going to probably start the first 10, 15 minutes, and we're going to interview the author, whether it's on a streaming, by telephone, or live. The case with the first production we're doing, which is the author, was W.W. Jacobs, and he was in the late 1800s, where obviously he was not alive. So we had our actor Stephen Klein play that role, and we actually interviewed him, and it'll be a cute little segment in telling us how he came up with the story of the monkey's paw and things like that. You know, this is a fiction in this sense. But when we do have an author who is alive and is available, we will actually have that author on the show. And then we will produce the show. Probably the last, the next 15 to 30 minutes will be the show through the quarter to the hour. And then we will interview the actors that are in it. And as I said, we'll have Elizabeth Johnson, Bob Corlick, Stephen Klein, and myself are the actors for this upcoming one. So we will interview them in the show, and possibly even maybe have some people call in if they have questions or things like that. So, I mean, we're leaving it wide open to try and make it as live and as entertaining as possible. And, of course, as you mentioned, when live theater can be kind of dangerous, kind of like walking on a tightrope, because if you blow a line or make a mistake or put the wrong sound effects,
you're gonna
have
pigs?
To make up.
Hey, we don't have pigs in the studio, okay? Chickens.
I know.
Chickens are okay. Pigs.
That was me. That was not my pet dog.
We don't rent pigs either. So.
Yes.
Hey, so Bill, anyway. Let's talk about you. Before we took a break, you were discussing that there at the end of the year there is a competition for people who will send in plays and or short plays that you guys will be obviously acting on live on the air. But what is the grand prize? How does that work?
Well, the grand prize works. We are going to submit to our listeners that they can listen in, and since they will be the previous shows will be available online, you can go back and you know, bring them onto your computer and listen to them. So the listeners can listen to all of the shows and then vote for their favorite script or their favorite show, and the author of that show could win a $5,000 prize, grand prize. It'll be a yearly prize. Hopefully this will go on for many years, and who knows? There might be lots of thousands.
$5,000?
Let's go, $5,000?
$5,000. So get out there, get your typewriters out, folks.
Is KCNR paying that?
Oh, I meant to talk to you about that.
I don't remember that in the contract there, Bill.
No, we have a sponsor that'll take care of that.
Okay.
And by the way, if anyone else wants to be a sponsor, we're opening it up to, you know, the community or the worldwide, whoever is interested in supporting the arts. So.
What's really exciting about this is that this is definitely supporting the local community of fabulous actors. But yeah. I can imagine somebody wants to come up and do radio theater that would be a guest actor from Sacramento or from Chico, and they want so badly just to have the experience of doing live radio. It's not that done anymore. In fact, we have a sister station that plays, like you said, the old-time broadcast, but what you've done is a twist of
yeah.
something that's contemporary. It's happening now. It could be the works of a somebody who's going to
could
their,
be a high school
their
student.
Senior project, you know.
Yeah. And that's absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, I came out of the San Francisco Bay Area as a commercial actor, and I've been in it over 50 years in entertainment, theater, radio, television, etc. And so I have some friends down there that might even be interested in coming up here because, you know, we'd always discuss this. My fellow actors in the Bay Area always discuss, oh, wouldn't it be fun to do on a show like that? Well, there was never the opportunity, and it was always like, well, radio was the, you know, stick them in the back room. That's just for rock and roll. That's just for this. But I think this is a wonderful new revival of radio, and people are always finding wanting something different. Like you said, Linda, they might be doing something else around the house and not can't sit down and watch TV or just don't care to. They want to do other things with their life, and they can take it along with them.
Well, there's nothing better than a great visual.
Yeah, and your mind.
In your mind. It makes
is
it better.
The most wonderful visual. Right. I think the most scariest thing I'd ever remember was imagining something happening when I wasn't black and white or in Technicolor in front of my face, but just the that you're trying to imagine what's going on, and that can be very scary if it's a mystery. Now, if it's a comedy, that's another thing.
The monster, the monster under the bed, Bill.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. So, folks, don't worry out there. There's no monsters under your beds.
Okay, Bill, now the show's going to debut Sunday at
this
4
Sunday.
P.M.
Welcome aboard.
And the name again?
The name of the show is New Radio Theater.
All right.
With your host, Lisa Collins and Bill Collins.
Well, shut up, Eagle. No, Master, don't hit me.
Shut up, you fool.
4 p.m. Sunday right here on KCNR 1460.
And if someone wants to call in, I will do any sound effects that they want.
Oink, all right.
Oink.
I told you we don't rent pigs here.
I got to feed my pig. He's starting to get ran.
Right. I need a new ringtone. How about, are you game?
Game? Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I haven't had a shower.
All right.
Not gamey.
All right, Bill.
Sunday, 4
Thanks,
p.m.,
Bill.
New radio theater. Bill Collins, thank
you.
Radio
will never be the same. We're going to take a break here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is family friendly.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
We know that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, all right. Thanks a lot, Bill. All right. We got to take a break here. Carl on
God
the
bless.
Box, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Is the show over?
Oh, no.
Is the show over?
Well, it is. You know, it's what happens.
What?
That plays at 5 to 9.
Eric?
This is what happens when your engineer hasn't been here in 6 months. Yeah, he's an hour early. Sorry,
by the way,
folks.
I really am enjoying your bump music.
Right.
I always like Eric. You know, it's never planned. So whoever is sitting in the engineer chair, they get to go through, this log and pick out, you know, intros and outros. And so Eric has his own special spin. And Eric, you're doing a great job. Yay!
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, Eric's here every day from 12 to 1 with Alana. Eric, on that show, and that's a feisty show. Hey, you know, something hit the paper today. And we're talking about PG&E taking money back out of these duct testing for the green. It's a green job.
Our world
essentially is green jobs because they're teaching people how to test ducts, and those are the ducts that you know when you're getting forced air through your house underneath your house. One of the things, so as people know, is we've been having a couple of problems with that, and we've replaced our whole system. They came out to test it, and it's just a coincidence that the gentleman in the paper today was that's the company that's doing it. Outstanding job. And Wes is a great guy.
The guy with the blue gloves, that's Wes.
Anyway, so, but when they, after they put it in, and they ran, the guy came in to check the ducts, and they run forced air through it, and they see how much is escaping. Oh, wow. 80% of the air they're pushing through underneath our house.
And we wonder why we have such a high electrical bills.
Was being lost, and or was escaping.
Still not
so
fixed.
They were underneath the house, and they've got it down to 19%, and it's got to be 15%. So they're coming back. Yeah, they've got 4% more to go before they can write and say that it's official.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. We should do a whole little segment on what the law is here in California and what the law would possibly be in Oregon or, you know, surrounding California state. But we will say that these guys, there were three of them, one underneath the house where, again, they had to come into the house. They taped off every one of the ducts. They had this large silver tubing that came out of one of the ducts that must have been about 4 feet long. That probably was about 2 feet wide. And this Joe, they had a smoke kind of thing that went down into they had to blow into the duct to see what was coming through underneath the house. And
it looked like a smoke screen underneath the house a couple of times.
I mean,
it looked like combat. And they're low crawling through the house. They're trying to put this plastic tape on. And they said, you know, this one right here is just, we couldn't find it. And then it finally fell apart. Anyway, what we're saying is this. The duct testing is something that is just, you can't imagine how much power and how much money that's costing you if you've got leaky ducts. And we never even knew about it until we had to replace the system.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had this conversation with my mom yesterday, and they spent about 10, 12 grand 3 years ago replacing their unit, and they had somebody come out to do an update on it, and they said the same thing. And so my parents, you know, they're not young, but they're worried that they might be taken. Like, you know, it's kind of like, well, when you take your car in and you don't know the engineer or the mechanic, and they'll say, well, you need this, this, and this. And they're a little worried that is this duct work or, you know, having to, where we're not efficient, is it just a ridiculous nature? And we're telling them it is absolutely not a ridiculous nature, because look what's happening. We'll find out when the whole thing gets completely fixed how much it affects our electrical bill.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Let's go to the phones. Jim, we only got a minute left. Jim, what's up?
Oh, I was just, you guys were talking about sealing your ducts. I've done HVAC for 20 years now.
Yeah.
I'm on disability now, but one of the main things to seal is the blower compartment door, and a lot of people miss that, and there's a lot of air loss there, so I just wanted to run that by you.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing, too, is the intake. They said the intakes may not be sealed, and you can lose a lot of air, a lot of your energy through that.
They've really made it to where nowadays it's got to be, you know, like you said, 15%. And another thing, real quick, if anybody has any questions about, you know, their system, always get like three
estimates,
evaluations.
Yes, you know what? It's too expensive not to. So,
yeah.
And you know, we have a home warranty program, which is the only thing that saved us. But
which they did send out two people to.
Yeah.
Come to the same.
Yeah,
their analyzation became was exactly the same.
Right. So yeah, just always get, because estimates are free. Get one from like three different companies.
Okay.
And I'll let you guys go.
Okay.
Thank
hey,
you.
Everyone. Hey, Jim. Thanks a lot for the phone call. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those, not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, North State. It's currently 53 degrees on this beautiful day. We'll see about 72, and just a fabulous day here in the North State. This is KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. We are really excited. Chat rooms are open here at KCNR1460.com. Get on your computer and interact, or you can call us at 605-4567. That's the hotline. It's always open. This portion of the show is brought to you by
B&T Satellite, right off of, it's on Liberty Street, 1345. Doug Tooley has moved. His phone number is 244-1988. He puts in Dish Satellite. We use him at our house. He came over, did a great job. He's local, been in the business since 1985. He uses local people to put in the systems. He guarantees his work. How can you ask for more than that? That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, 244-1988. That's the phone number.
And here we are on this Friday, and this next hour, we've got some great stuff. You don't want to go anywhere. You definitely want to keep your ears tuned to the radio, because our guests are Norma Komnik and Chief Del Webb from Anderson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good
morning. How you doing, Mayor Komnik?
Doing well.
And we are so excited about you being here. Norma, you are, I don't know, do we want to call you Mayor Komnik?
No.
How do you like to be addressed?
Norma.
Norma, got it. And Chief?
Dale or Chief, it's fine.
Okay.
One.
Norma and the Chief.
Well,
it sounds like a great program. Norma and the Chief.
One of the reasons we really like Norma to come by is, one, she's got all the information. We have a lot of listeners down in Anderson and Cottonwood and into the south down there. And she always brings cookies. Now, she brings cookies to us, but Mike Quinn, who has KLXR, is over there rating them already. So at some point, we will leave.
Yeah,
he's already got one in his mouth. He's got
corner.
One in his mouth already. So.
Oh, my goodness. But the truth is that we also really had the most spectacular tour of Anderson. We spent a great deal of time with Norma, and what we loved about that is, A, Norma's such a straight shooter, but we got to really see so many highlights of Anderson. And so today they're on our program to talk about what's happening in Anderson.
What's happening in Anderson is we have a new ordinance, marijuana ordinance, that prohibits growth in the residential area, outside growth. And we have some instructions if you're going to do it inside. We have rules and things that the city has. And we have tackled ours from a safety standpoint and also a land use standpoint.
Okay. Now, when you say a banning on growing outside in a neighborhood, you know, like a suburb.
Residential.
Residential. Does that include, somebody that's got a recommendation?
A 215?
Or whatever. Yeah.
It does.
Okay. So there is absolutely no growing in a residential area outside.
Outside. No outside growing. It allows them to grow under certain conditions through a zoning process.
Okay. And what would that be?
It has to be an indoor building that has to be approved by the building department. They have to get a permit to have the building constructed and follow all the rules and regulations of the building department.
Well, finally, somebody has drawn the line.
Well, we did, though, because we had a lot of citizens that came in, and when I said safety, we had people complain that the smell, first of all, and then there was one lady that came and said that her neighbor said, I would suggest you don't go outside your door after dark, because my garden got raided last night, and they had come through her fence to his fence, and so he said, somebody may get shot tonight. Well, that's where we picked up the safety stuff. There's no citizens in Anderson should be afraid to go outside their door.
That's right. Okay, look, we're going to have to take our first break. And when we come back, we want to continue talking about this ordinance, because this is huge. This is a town that's kind of drawn a line in the dirt, you know, not the sand, but maybe even a line in the cement about that. And because I know we're going to have like 1,000 questions that come in on this. So, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guests are Mayor Norma Komnik and Police Chief Dale Webb of Anderson. Join us after these messages. Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 813 on February the 4th, 2011. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, great place. They support our community. Joe and Shelley support veterans. They have the finest walk-in humidor, any tobacco accessory you could possibly want, plus the greatest coffee at Espresso Joe's, fixed up for you by the TMB cuties. And then they have a meeting room. You can just go over with your coffee and get on your Wi-Fi and listen to the show right there, because we're streaming it. KCNR1460.com. Our guest.
Go ahead. I interrupted you. See, that's what happens when I don't look over there. Go ahead.
Our guests are Mayor Norma Komnik and Police Chief Dale Webb from Anderson. And we're talking about their new laws that have to do with no growth of marijuana outside in residential areas.
Yes.
If you're going to grow it inside, you've got to meet certain requirements. Now, we were talking about that during the break.
Absolutely. And, well, first of all, welcome to the program again. I want to go and read some questions. This is from a listener who said, had to step away for a minute so he doesn't know if this question has been asked. It's on indoor gardens. Do they require a charcoal or similar filter to get rid of the smell of plants that are indoor, period? Even indoor gardens can permeate out of a house and stink up the neighborhood.
Yeah, the ordinance does require some filtration system.
That's what we were talking about at the break, but I needed to hear, we needed to hear the specifics for growing. And how you were talking about Arcata had passed an ordinance some time ago about indoor growing because there was such a rampant problem with people who were renting homes and not even using the homes to live in, but just as a growing opportunity.
Yeah, we've actually had one of those situations in Anderson where the residence, it was a duplex. One side of the duplex was rented out by somebody who didn't even live there. All they were doing was growing marijuana in it.
So, you know, the ramifications of that, Chief, somebody growing marijuana, so what, inside a house? What can happen?
Well, under this new ordinance, they have to follow the ordinance, which it has to be a outside detached building, 50 square feet per parcel. And if they don't follow all those regulations, then it's an infraction. They would be cited. The first offense is a $50 fine. The second offense is a $100 fine. And the third offense is $250, and every subsequent offense after that so is $250. So if after 3 days the fine's $250 and you go check the next day, they can be cited every day after that until they become in compliance. So it's $250 every day after the third day.
Now, indoor grows have destroyed homes. That's one of the things that you were talking about and that they found with the amount of water and humidity.
Mold,
and which is, and I've read about that. How they nobody could find on the coast over there. They couldn't find a house to rent because all the houses were being rented for growth.
Yeah, I that was the information we received from Arcata, and that's why they stepped up and passed the ordinance regarding indoor grows.
Do you think this is going to be challenged?
Anything can be challenged, and in fact, most of the times they will be challenged. We've been told at council meetings, people that have been there that are supporters of medical marijuana have indicated that they're going to challenge it.
Okay. Well, the challenges are based on the fact is that they have a recommendation and that that says they can. But don't the cities have a right to restrict growth like this?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so far all the cities that have passed ordinances regarding zoning issues, the courts have upheld those zoning issues as long as they're reasonable.
Well, okay, so going back, there was an email for you, Chief, that said, special thanks to Dale for his support with the blood drive for Todd Young.
Okay, thank you.
Again, she quotes, police officers in Fremont, 53 officers have been shot, 37 were hit, 17 died, and 2 remain in critical condition. In condition, they need your support, so thank you for stepping up for that. That's
thank
from a
you.
Listener. The other thing, going back to permits, it's somebody saying get ready for lawsuits in Anderson. How do you feel about it? You think that's going to come on? Or do you think you guys are just, whatever, bring it on because we're drawing our hard line?
Well, they have the right to, anybody that wants to pay an attorney has the right to sue if they are unhappy with something. We were very careful with this ordinance because it has been tested down in the Fresno area and it stood up in court. The indoor, or the outdoor, not the indoor. Indoor has not been tested yet. So that's why we limited ours to outdoor residential growth at this point.
Okay. Well, you know, that because you hear so many complaints from people, and we're not debating medicinal marijuana or not medicinal marijuana. That's not the debate at all. What you've done is said, we don't care if you use medicinal marijuana. It's not our business there, really. But if you grow it outside, and it start, you know, we can say something about that.
So here's a question. Is it against the law in Anderson to grow pot in your backyard?
Yes, if it's not within inside a structure.
Okay, that's pretty clear.
One of the complaints we had at the city council meeting was from the principal at their middle school. And the council meeting she came to the previous week, she had had 2 students brought into her office because they smell like marijuana. And both of them said, well, my parents both smoke marijuana at home. So that's one of the things was one of the complaints that we did have, because these kids are coming to school smelling like marijuana and because it's in the house.
Yep, so. But there's nothing you can do about that. That's just the fact is that their parents are using it around them.
It's probably in their clothes.
Yeah, and it's in their clothes because, you know, yeah. They have a recommendation for it and they're mm-hmm. smoking it. And it's just like cigarette smoke. It just impregnates everything, if not worse than cigarette smoke. I don't know if it can be worse, but that's unfortunate because, you know, we have all these laws against secondhand smoke for children with cigarette smoke. I mean, are there laws like that for people that smoke marijuana?
Not that I know of. I don't know of any.
Huh. That's an interesting thing. Okay, look, we got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, our guests are Mayor Norma Comnic of Anderson and Chief Dale Webb of Anderson. We're talking about the new law and the new ordinance that they've just passed. It's going to take effect on the 18th of February. We come back, we want to talk a little bit more about different parts of Anderson and what we're looking at in the future here for this year. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 8:23 in the morning, February the 4th, 2011. If you're probably looking for a place to go for lunch today, I'd go to Lumberjack's. They've got great combos, and it's available Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Soup and salad combos, soup and sandwich combos, and salad and sandwich combos, all for just extraordinarily great prices, and it's extraordinarily great food. That's at Lumberjack's. Local people own Lumberjack's, and they provide quality and quantity. That's at 501 East Cypress, Lumberjack's. Our guest, Mayor Norma Comnic and Chief Dale Webb of Anderson, and we've been talking about the new marijuana ordinance, but there's more to Anderson than marijuana.
Yes.
I can't say that about Hayfork anymore, but we can say that about Anderson. Mayor, talk to us about your vision for this year.
Well, as we all know, the economy is not the best, not what we've had in the past, but we have adjusted so that we think that, you know, we're doing okay. We do know that there will probably be some repercussions from their ordinance that we have, and that's people's rights to do that. But we have, our city's doing well, our Walmart store is doing well, we have the Guy Hotel is, as probably you know, is hosting two events for the Stereo Cascade Logging Conference, the breakfast and the Lumberjack Auction
Great.
Dinner. Yes, those are both at the Gaia Hotel.
That's the first time, isn't it?
Yes.
Great.
And I think we have the most beautiful park in the whole state of California.
Well, you know, I was just down there because, you know, I've been down there. Well, we go down there because it is beautiful. There was the memorial ceremony
mm-hmm. Joshua Munns.
For Joshua Munns yes. This past Monday on the 31st. It would have been his birthday. They put in that new bench in there in memory of Josh Munns. And it, gosh, over 100 people showed up. And they had, I think, Keith, you were there. I thought I saw you.
Yes, I was there.
The you know other members of the council and all from different places around. It is a beautiful park. And you have a spot there for veterans
yes.
down there.
Yes, we put that in some time back. And the veterans this year have come to us and said they will maintain it. Some of your veterans, I think Jeff
yeah.
Nelson is
yeah.
one of them.
PGR, the Patriot Guard Riders
yes.
are down there.
And
yeah.
they are doing a great job. They're going to, they told us the other day at the council meeting that they're going to plant some summer flowers out there to make it, you know, colorful.
I can see Jeff doing that.
Yeah.
Planting flowers. Yeah.
Well, and we also have the VFW Hall in Anderson. They're all very active people. The veterans are great groups. I have lots of veterans in my family. In fact, I have a grandson that's in the Army, and he's at the medical center in Oahu, Hawaii right now. He's been in for almost 3 years. So
you're going to be stationed someplace. That's not bad.
Well, you know, he was training to be a medic, and he was supposed to go to Afghanistan, but apparently he didn't go to Afghanistan, so that's good in my part. You know,
that's wonderful.
Know that he's here.
Thank him so much for his service.
We could never do enough for the veterans. Yeah. Veterans are great people.
And I'd like to take the opportunity, too, to thank the Patriot Guard. They help us with a lot of functions, a lot of funeral processions, and they do a great job. They have Jeff helps train all those people, and they actually take over the intersections, and it frees up our officers to where we don't have to be involved in that, and they do a great job yeah. for our community.
Yeah, Missing in America Project with Fred Salanti plays a big part in that, too. They're a team. It's teamwork out there, but, you know, it's... I've not seen ever been any place, including being at a Marine Corps base and the surrounding areas around it, where veterans were given this much support, or so many groups that are here to support veterans, or how the cities and the towns and the governments of our surrounding areas here support our veterans. I think it's wonderful.
Have you noticed when you come into Shasta County from another county, there's a sign that says Shasta County, where we honor our veterans?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Yes. And that's great. Well, in fact, this year, we're trying to put together this an idea about Salute Our Veterans Week during that week of November 11th, during Veterans Day, where it starts out with the parade up there in Shasta Lake City and would end with the packaging for the troops the following Saturday and have a bunch of events in between. So, you know, it's because in this area, I think that we could do that. We could support something like that. Something, you know, just a little something every day.
Well, anything you do to support them is great.
Right. So. Okay.
We still have a lot of stuff going on in the internet because on our chat room regarding the new ordinance. And if you're just tuning in, there has been an ordinance that will be in effect in Anderson. No outgrowing of pot plants. If you're growing inside, you still have to pass. Besides the 215, you still have to pass.
You have to get a building permit, and it has to be inspected and approved by the building department in Anderson.
Okay, one of the things that we have in the chat room is about the fact that even if you're growing inside, if you've got a swamp cooler, there's a smell that comes out of the swamp cooler. One of the people in the chat room said, you know, it doesn't bother me so much, but I don't want my daughter to smell it. Because this is that whole thing, okay, if it's medicinal, it's one thing, but since when did we grow up and have to smell some kind of odorous thing from our next door neighbor because it was medicinally correct for them? And so then that permeated again to our plot of land that we nurture and grow. And then it would be like, I guess, somebody who's very sensitive about it, being next to a paper factory or some kind of, you know, you're away from that. So then people can just take it upon themselves to grow and to have this kind of thing in their backyard. It really is infringing upon our rights to breathe free air.
Well, our ordinance also has a 300-foot distance from any schools, churches, or anywhere that the kids are there about. Anywhere that they have those, it's 300 feet from there where you could.
So if you have an apartment complex right next to the school, don't even think about growing inside, because even then it has to be 300 feet away.
Well, they've got to be in a separate building, though.
Yes. It has to be a separate
building. It can't be inside living quarters, then.
Correct.
Okay. Well, it's pretty clear on how on what is happening there with that. You know, some of the questions when we come back from the break were how well Anderson is doing better financially because you didn't get into that crazy spending spree. So we want to talk about that when we come back on that and some plans for the future on growth for Anderson. How much time we got left here, guys? Somebody can just say it. I can't.
15 seconds.
Okay, 15 seconds. They're trying to give me fingers, and I'm like, here, take this finger back. We've got the news, so join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Meatloaf. Oh, yeah. Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Carl and Linda Bob, Free Fire Radio. It's 8:34 in the morning, and it is February the 4th. Our guest, Mayor Norma Komnik and Chief Dale Webb of Anderson. Okay, we've been talking marijuana and new ordinances, all that, but let's talk about Anderson, where you're at now, where we're going to in the future here with this very vibrant city we have south of Redding.
Well, we still have residential permits. I think last month we had 15 new residential permits, two subdivisions that are being built, plus the vineyards. Vineyards is opening up now that we have water, and we're getting some activity going up there. We have one notable person that's building a beautiful house up there. And very happy to be in Anderson, and we just we see that growing. We have businesses are not as much as we would like to have more businesses in. We haven't got that many new businesses in, but you know, with the economy like it is, we kind of understand that, and we adjusted our budget 2 years ago when Scott Morgan was still here. We adjusted then because he was a very conservative person, that he saw this coming, and he did well to protect the city of Anderson.
So you weren't, this wasn't a huge surprise and said, hey, you know, this can't last.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, huh?
Yeah. They recognized that. In fact, at one point we had 20 officers was the amount of officers for the department sworn, and the city recognized the downturn, Scott Morgan did, and we had two officers that left, so the city went ahead and kept those positions vacant, that put us back down to 18, but we're still doing our job. Officers are doing a great job out there. Of course, people know that the backbone of the city police departments, those guys are out there on the beat every day, handling those calls, Monday through Friday, weekends, holidays. You know, and when you call, you get somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning. So we're still providing the service that we always have.
So you didn't have to do any. I mean, a 10% of your force was cut. So, but that still allows you to do everything you need to do.
Yeah, we had to cut back in our detectives division, and we cut back a motor position. We have two motors, and we had to cut back one of the motor positions at that time. Since then, we're down to two additional officers. And we've made some adjustments there, but once we can get those officers back on, we'll have our motor position back and hopefully maybe a detective position back, too.
Okay. Well, Carl has a motorcycle. Maybe we could...
We could do that. Just give me a radar gun, and I guarantee you, Mayor, you wouldn't have to worry about the coffers being filled. Just give me a radar gun and put me on 273. And I tell you what, not only that, but the amount of marijuana and other things we'd probably... Okay. Just give me a radar gun for a week, and you'll put three more policemen back
big
on
boy,
the
toy.
Unfortunately, the first one I probably catch is my wife. Going down there, so.
That would not look good, you know.
No, it doesn't look good. Nobody gets a free pass, Linda.
I'm busted.
One of the things that that Anderson does is you have a kind of a privatization type. I don't know. It's where you have local entities, local businesses do work that in some places like Reading the government does. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, we contract out a lot of the engineering work, and that's probably what you're referring to, is because I don't know if you've been down since we redid the East Center Street along the railroad tracks. We have a wrought iron fence, and at Christmas time we had lights on it, except one of them shorted out and kind of created a little problem there. But there was lights
that
all
happens.
Along. Yeah, there was lights all along there. We had it decorated. It was nice. We have a banner there that I'm sure, I don't know if you were there or not, but we had the Rotary Crab Feed banner there. And March 1st, we will have the Wild Game Feed banner put up there.
And by the way, we were at the Rotary Crab Feed.
We attended that, and we're going to the Game Feed March 19th.
And we're going to the one tomorrow, the crab feed down there.
That's
again
the big
in
one.
Anderson.
For the Women's Refuge.
For
yes,
the Women's
absolutely.
Refuge, absolutely.
Well, you know, the Rotary
Crab hats and the whole thing, ready to rock and roll.
The Rotary Club furnishes the clam chowder.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
I want you to
women,
know.
For the women.
Oh, you should hear the stories we hear about you guys making the clam chowder.
Yeah, by the way.
All of those are true.
Obviously, there's no police supervision during that part. Okay.
No.
You know, the other thing, too, I just wanted to let you know, I was the only one that had a crab hat during your crab feed, and I expect next year that there'd probably be more crab hats for sale.
Wore it proudly.
I wore it proudly throughout the night.
Well, we'll have to look into that.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guests are Mayor Norma Comnick and Chief Dale Webb of Anderson, and we're talking ordinances, we're talking looking at the future in Anderson. We love having on our politicians and police to talk about what they think is important so they can answer questions from their constituents, too. Join us after these messages. CNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Great haircuts. Great prices, and they give veterans a deal there. They deduct.
You're about
money.
Up. You're about due.
I am due. I'm really due. In fact, I'm going to go down today, which is, you know, on Fridays, I just stand in line. I just sit there. I read all those great magazines. I watch the great TV because there are manly things on that TV, like stock car racing and, you know, UFC and golf and that stuff you aren't going to see. No offense, Dr. Phil. You won't see that, and nothing with anybody's name. It starts with, like, Brittany.
You know, I don't mind.
Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop.
I don't really mind watching the hunting shows, which he's constantly, you know, I can always tell he's been watching the TV before I turn it on. It's the ones that where the guy is just, you know, getting in on the animal and you hear this.
It sounds like a porn movie. Yeah.
I'm right there. And I'm just like, I got to turn that thing off.
Yeah, okay, how'd you like to turn on the show? And there's the view, okay? Oh. The view. All right, that's enough of this. That's not about us. Our guests are Mayor Norma Komnik and Chief Dale Webb of Anderson. Okay, and since you won't let me start out there on the road with a radar gun.
Oh, even
We had a call that said, just let us know when you're out there.
You should do a live auction item where Carl could, like, bid on being, you know, cop for a day.
Cop for a day.
That's right, with a great
argument. Balance the budget real quick, huh?
There you go.
And okay. Get one of those stun guns that goes, like, 30 feet.
Well, that'd be my luck. Self-inflicted wound.
Okay. You'll only do it one time.
You only do it one time. Okay, let's get back to work here. Okay, Anderson, now, you've talked about having to let off some of the police, but you can still do your job with the budget. We talked about how you have, it's not a privatization, but you let out some of the work to companies from Anderson.
Engineering is a big thing that we have one that does like the water things and then one like make the streets. When we're doing a bike lane now from South Street all the way up to Walmart along on the southbound.
Okay.
We're doing that one, and then the next project we have is if you go from Walmart into the factory outlets, the road is not like straight across; it's messy.
Right.
So we're fixing that. That's our next project, and the weather has something to do with part of it. Now the Cottonwood truck climbing hills should be finished up here. The weather like it is, it should be getting that done real soon.
Explain what that is, Mayor.
The Cottonwood truck climbing
hills.
Well, you know, it's a little bit of a grade, and when the trucks get slowed down, so we're going to have a third lane. So when you go over that grade, the trucks will have a third lane in there, so that it won't.
You're building that right now. That's being built right now.
Yeah, Tullis is building that. He's and you know, we were very fortunate. I also serve on RTPA for the city of Anderson, and we were very fortunate last year. Our Dana to Downtown project came in under bid, ahead of schedule, and our North Street Bridge was the same way. Under bid and ahead of schedule.
Well, you know what? That's that's very cheering news to me that things come in under bid and ahead of schedule. I mean, life just seems a lot better instead of being over bid, and they keep adding that 10% over,
and it
takes them another 3 months, right?
How's that bridge doing for you?
Yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of that is some of the contractors maybe they weren't making as much money as profit, but they were keeping their workers busy.
Well,
and that was a big
important.
Thing, too.
That's important.
And if you look at those things like that, I think that's how come the bids are lower there. We've been very fortunate to use it. You know, if you look at our streets are all in pretty good shape. Once in a while, it rains for a while, we get some potholes. But usually I can call Public Works and say, you know, there's a pothole on North Street or wherever, and the next day I go by and it's all filled. Except when it's raining and then the asphalt won't stick, something like that. But basically, we have a great Public Works department. We have City Hall is doing well. We've had our Deputy Public Works Director's been out on sick leave for about 3 or 4 months, and so that's been a little gap, but we have extra people that come in and help us.
Well, let's get something clear with our listeners. Anderson gives incentives to people wanting to start businesses and to move to Anderson.
Yes. The Redevelopment Agency does help them. If we can help them with that kind of thing. So there's some things you can't spend redevelopment money on. But when we can, we do, because we do have some redevelopment money until the governor takes it away, maybe. But we do. The thing with redevelopment, somebody maybe doesn't understand, redevelopment money comes from the fire departments, the schools, community water districts, mm-hmm. things like that. That's where the redevelopment money usually comes from, out of the taxes. And plus, you know, we have bond money in ours. And so we're doing okay with the redevelopment. We do help with that. And we do our best when people come in. What we try to do is to say, you know, if you come in, you want to put a business in Anderson. We give you these papers. Now, this is what you need, and you come back with that. We don't want you to come back 10 times to get your permit. So that's one of the things that we've really worked hard on. We've really worked hard on that. And it's, I think it's doing okay. We have an interim, what was our planning director. We have an interim that's working in there now, but he's done a good job.
Great. One of the questions that just came in is about your teen center. How's that working out for you?
A teen center is a great program there. It's in conjunction with the county and the public health department. It's a dual-purpose building. Teens that are coming there, it's just a great program. We have a beautiful facility. If you haven't been down there to see it, it's on East Center Street in Anderson, that part of that redevelopment zone. And the kids have a great time there. We're involved with them. The officers get involved.
What do you offer at the teen center?
They have assistance with tutoring, I believe. They also have computers that the kids can come in there and work on, activities. They provide dances, different activities for the kids to get involved in the community. I know the teen center is trying to put together a project to help fund our canine program. So they do lots of things there for the kids, and the kids are welcome to come down there and enjoy.
They have an outside basketball court, but then next door, the Valley Christian Center has a gym there, so we partner with them. But the building where the teen center and the Shasta County Health Department is a partnership between the city of Anderson and the county.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and about Free Fire Radio. Local community radio, it's one of the things we like is we can talk to our community leaders. We've had every one of our community leaders from all of the North State have been on the show here to be able to talk about their community, what they're planning, problems they're having, and to be able to explain these. Talk about, in this case, new ordinances, and the more positive approach to business and taking care of our teenagers. This is great. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:53 in the morning here on February the 4th. Last portion of our show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. 244-1988, Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. Local guy, great business, guarantees his work, and did I say he was local? Veteran, been in the business since 1985. That's Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite, 244-1988. You won't be sorry that you called him.
Currently 8:54 in the morning. Of course, it's 53 degrees, going to be high today of 72. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. By the way, February 11th, Jimmy Bryant's going to be playing out on the ranch. Five-star cuisine by Chef John Stadelli. Then, of course, they're going to be over for dinner on the 12th. And the 13th, Candace Lavolsky will be playing out there for two seatings for a fabulous brunch. We are KCNR 1460, and we really love you guys chatting with us. Always email us, Carl at KCNR 1460 or Linda at KCNR 1460. If you have a special show or guest, let us work for you and look it up for you, and let's engage. Speaking of engaging, we're so pleased to have had Mayor Norma Komnick and Chief Dale Webb with us, who are so very much engaged in their community, which is our sister community. We're all together in this, of Anderson.
Thank you.
So we got just a couple minutes left. What do you want us to remember here, our last thoughts?
Okay, I came to the council in 1996. Right after I came there, we opened the Welcome Center. Then the next one was the Senior Center.
Which, by the way, is an exceptional place.
Yes, it is. It is. Great place for seniors. Lots of things to do. Then we had the skateboard park that opened. Then we had the teen center. So for a town of 10,700 people, we have a lot of stuff for people to do. And then the beautiful park that we have down on the river. And little league baseball fields and high school. And
music.
Don't forget the Mosquito Serenade.
I was going to say, you've got that down there. Yeah.
That is a great venue, great project every year, and we encourage people to come to that. It's a great time.
Crime in Anderson is more than acceptable. I mean the rates, I should say, not crime is acceptable, but...
The last 2 years, our crime rates stayed pretty much level, pretty low for a community our size. Violent crime in Anderson is not anything to be concerned about. We have occasional incidents, but Anderson's a very safe place to be. We have lots of things going on, lots of things for people to do in Anderson. Also, I wanted to get a quick plug in. You know, we have that new Anderson Veterans Walk of Honor that they're working on
mm-hmm.
on the East Center Street project downtown that hopefully will get completed here in the next few months. And then it's just a great place to come down and visit and lots of things to do.
We have a listener who said, I wanted to get one of those shirts from the Sheriff's Department that reads, Jaws and Paws Enforcing Laws, but they were sold out.
That was a fundraiser I believe the Sheriff's Department was running for their canine program. We run occasional fundraisers, but the community's been really good to us. Walmart's donated, I believe, over the last 4 years, $4,000 to our canine program. Meek's Lumber was fundamentally important in getting our current canine. They actually did a fundraiser that paid for the canine. $10,000 is the purchase price.
We thought about putting our dog Elk Killer into the the law dog program. That they think that she was just too vicious.
I think she should ride on you with the
uncontrollable
with
at
the
times.
With the gun on your
when you get when gun. You do the
well, you know
call
what?
For the day.
When I
you
do
can
the
do
radar
that.
Gun, I'll bring Snooky. I mean Elk Killer with me, and just in case for backup.
Yeah.
All right. All 12 pounds of her.
We'll always accept any donation anybody wants to give for our canine fund, and we use that to help with training and providing veterinary care and anything else that the canine needs. And we just have a great program in Anderson. We also have a volunteer program at the police department. We have seniors that are retired come in and help us on patrol, help us in the office.
That's great.
Just a lot of activities.
Well, all kidding aside, Chief Webb, thank you for your service. And we talked at the break that, you know, you grew up in the area, and here you are the Chief of Police of Anderson. How wonderful to come up through the ranks and be with the people that you grew up with. So that is very commendable.
Well, thank
and,
you
of course,
much.
Mayor Komnick, who's, you know,
I didn't grow up here.
You didn't grow up here, but you know, but you're a fixture.
But
I mean,
you know,
you're
I would like to say thank you to the Meek's Lumber Company. They're not in the city of Anderson, but they're very supportive of our city.
Well, that's great. You know, and that's what you need. You need people that are supportive, which we have here in the North State.
Yes.
I mean, it's such a the North State. Yeah, we're not perfect up here, but we've got so many great things that are going for us. And I mean, and the way the people are, and the scenery, and all that. Anyway, thank you so much, Mayor Norma Komnick and Chief Dale Webb of Anderson for joining us today. And
thank
of course
you.
Won't be the last time we will have you all back.
Thank you for having us.
You know,
it's been a great week. Next week we've got you know, any number of people. We've got Senator LaMoffa is going to be on. We've got you know, a number like that this weekend.
And remember, it's Super Bowl weekend, so don't drink and drive. Fans don't let fans drink and drive. So
DUI checkpoint Anderson today, 5 to 10 p.m.
Call your yellow cab. It's just leave your car, call a cab. Have a great Super Bowl weekend. We'll be covering a lot of highlights on Monday. And, of course, we have our tremendous lineup of local shows here on Saturday and Sunday on KCNR.
That's right. Check us out tomorrow starting
and the new
at
show.
6 o'clock in the morning. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.